You are listening to the 2-Minute Time Warp, 120 seconds of concentrated commentary, because we're all in a hurry.
Coming to you from an undisclosed location, this is Chip with the 2-Minute Time Warp podcast number 219. Torchwood Miracle Day premieres on Starz in the U.S. on Friday, July 8th, on Space Channel in Canada the next day, and then, a whole 6 days after first airing, on BBC One on the 14th, and that has some British fans hopping mad. Now, I've been away from fandom on other business for a few days, so if there's a groundswell of spite within American fandom over the tables finally being turned on the release date front, I've missed it. But as one of the organizers of a group of podcasters who agitated for day-and-date release of Doctor Who, I've got to be consistent here. It would be better if British viewers got the fourth Torchwood series within 24 hours. Fewer details would leak, fewer illegal downloads would, well, download, and fans could talk it over without spoiling each other. But frankly, I think the biggest reason this isn't happening comes down to who's paying for Miracle Day. An interview with showrunner Russell T. Davies in The Guardian last week reveals that Starz is paying, quote, the lion's share of funding, end quote. Starz is a premium subscription cable network, with subscribers ponying up about $13 a month in addition to their regular cable bills. Because its programming is behind a paywall, I imagine Starz is very interested in making illegal downloads as difficult to obtain, and as obviously infringing with their on-screen logo, as possible. That may not be the only reason. Starz's programming is randier than typical BBC One fare, so I wouldn't be surprised if the BBC is also taking a little bit more time to scrutinize and edit the show. There's another implication to this business arrangement, though. RTD wonders aloud what would happen if the BBC were to sell Torchwood to another entity like Starz, if it were even possible, given that the BBC is increasingly unable to support expensive programming. It could be that we are seeing the beginnings of the breakup of a spin-off franchise from its home series. Torchwood may become like the Bernice Summerfield books and audios, with profoundly obscured references to the universe it came from. If Torchwood continues a few years from now, it may be as though the Doctor never existed, and Captain Jack just shrugs when he's asked how he became immortal. And that's your 2-Minute Time Lord podcast for July the 5th. Thanks for listening, and you can find more episodes, as well as links to Twitter, Facebook, and all that jazz, at twominutetimelord.com. Catch you soon.